Judge William Conley's injunction blocks the provision in the law requiring doctors to have admitting privileges at a hospital no more than 30 miles from the clinic where the abortion was performed. In the ruling, Conley says the law will almost certainly cause irreparable harm to women who will not be able to have abortions scheduled for this week. The law was signed by the governor last week. Attorney Lester Pines represents Planned Parenthood of Wisconsin, who challenged the law last week. He says the injunction protects a woman's right to an abortion.
If the legislature has passed an unconstitutional law which restricts the ability of women to exercise their constitutionally protected right, that is an infringement of the Constitution, and that has to be enjoined. You cannot put up barriers to people exercising those rights, period.
Judge Conley's ruling puts on hold the law that would have forced two abortion clinics to close this week and forced the cancellation of abortion appointments for dozens of women. At a hearing yesterday, attorneys for the State Department of Justice argued that similar laws are already in place in several states where judges have ruled that the hospital admission rights provision protects women's health by ensuring that if complications occur during an abortion, the doctor who performed it will be able to follow the woman into a hospital where she can be treated. The state will expand on those arguments at a full hearing of Planned Parenthood's challenge to the law scheduled for July 17th. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.